The House Page program had notables like Bill Gates. It also included many Wisconsin teens, some of whom went on to become politicians themselves, says UW-Madison poli-sci professor David Cannon.
So many people that have participated in the program really had a meaningful and important introduction to the workings of politics. And although I don't know of any systematic data on this, at least anecdotally, a lot of them went on then to careers in public service.
One of them is State Representative Fred Kessler. The Milwaukee Democrat's voice brims with excitement as he recalls his first brush with politics as a congressional page at the tender age of 15.
It certainly inspired my interest in public life and in politics. Got to meet President Kennedy when he was still a senator, and Vice President Nixon, and later President Ford, and all the speakers of the House, Sam Rayburn and Tip O'Neill, and all these people were people that you got to know. And in some cases, you actually developed some friendships with them. So it was just fascinating.
Kessler was in Washington a year after the Brown versus Board of Education Supreme Court ruling, which declared separate public schools for blacks and whites unconstitutional. The issue sparked debate among the nation as a whole and the young pages themselves, who were beholden to the congressional members who got them their jobs.
We all sort of felt obligated to defend the position of our sponsors. Or, in other words, those of us from the North became people who supported integration, and those from the South became people who wanted to preserve segregation.
Kessler was a House page starting in 1955. Fast forward 50 years, and you hear another young boy's experience working in the nation's capital. Robert Forsyth of Prairie du Chien was 17 when he worked as a page in 2006. He calls it a great experience. When asked to describe his duties, he acknowledges most people outside the Beltway have little idea what pages do.
I think a lot of people look down from the House gallery and just kind of see us there and kind of wonder who they are in the blue suits. We have people who help the vote clerks print off the official results and deliver them to the record. We have people who get the official statements from members of Congress and deliver them to the congressional record. Or there's also pages called runners that go around the Capitol delivering different pieces of paperwork.
Ah, paper. In these days of computers and smartphones, a system indispensable at one time is now having its necessity questioned. The Page program began with the First Continental Congress in 1774, says Professor Cannon, but its days are numbered.
It has been a very worthwhile program, but I guess it is something of an anachronism now that it just has been sort of overcome by changes in technology.
House Speaker John Boehner and Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi announced earlier this month the program will end in the House August 31st. They said the cost of up to $80,000 per page is hard to justify. State Representative Kessler plans to urge Congress to keep the program, he says had a profound impact on his life. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.